Hi, I'm Harry Reeder. It's Thursday and another slice of fresh bread. John, we're in the seventh chapter. An amazing moment has just taken place at the great day of the feast where the priest would have poured water upon the sacrificial altar, and as they had poured the water, Jesus stands up and he says at that moment, "If you thirst, let him come unto me and drink, and from you will flow rivers of living water." And then we find out he's speaking to the work of the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ will pour forth his Spirit into the hearts and lives of his people, and then they will come to Christ, and then with word and deed they will exalt Christ. And when they exalt Christ, men and women will come to Christ. Now, when Jesus said this, what happens? Well, here's what happens in John chapter 7 and verse 40. When they, that is the people, heard these words, some of the people said, "This really is the prophet." Others said, "This is the Christ." But some said, "Is the Christ to come from Galilee? Has not the scripture said that the Christ comes from the offspring of David and comes from Bethlehem, the village where David was?" So there was a division among the people over him. Some of them wanted to arrest him, but no one laid hands on him. In this passage of scripture, when Jesus says this, he clearly is claiming to be the Messiah, and they recognize that. This is the Christ, the anointed one. But then there were the naysayers who said, "Well, no, this can't be Jesus, because this man comes from Galilee, that is Nazareth. Then he can't be the Messiah, because the Messiah has to come through the line of David, and very specifically, we are told in the Bible that he will come from Bethlehem." The answer is twofold. Number one, there was the prophecy that he would be the Nazarene, so he would come from Nazareth, but that's his childhood. And as we all know, God had moved heaven and earth, an entire Roman Empire, to put in place a tax decree that would cause Joseph and Mary to be obligated to go back to their hometown, both being of the line and descent of David of Bethlehem. They arrived there to register for their taxes, but as they arrived to register for their taxes, she then gives birth to Jesus in the city of Bethlehem to fulfill the scriptures. As you are hearing this, a soon appearing Advent season in which we celebrate the birth of Jesus. Well, where's he going to come from? He has to come from the Father. He has to come from Bethlehem. He can't come from Galilee. Well, actually, he has to come from Galilee because prophetically he would be a Nazarene, as the Gospel of Matthew affirms. But he also had to come from Bethlehem, and the Gospels tell us he was born in Bethlehem. So the answer to these people who are asking this question critically is, you are right. He must come from Bethlehem. But you're also wrong. He actually not only comes from Galilee and Nazareth, he needs to come from Nazareth and Galilee, and so that all of the scriptures are fulfilled. Throughout your Bible, there are 40 plus, actually you could press it to 60 plus, prophecies in the Old Testament concerning the birth, life, and ministry of the Messiah. All of the promises of God are fulfilled in Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. Not the least of which is, he has to be born in Bethlehem, and he was. Well, you can celebrate this, and you don't have to wait till Christmas season. And clearly, the importance of fulfilled prophecy is affirmed by Matthew, as in the opening chapters, he identifies 10 prophecies that are fulfilled in the life of Jesus as he writes his gospel aimed to his Jewish hearers to convince them this is the Messiah. So here's what we need to know. Jesus is the Christ. He came from God, and he had been prophesied by God through his word in the Old Testament, and he fulfilled every single one of those prophecies. Yes, he is the Messiah. His teaching affirmed it. His signs, wonders, and miracles affirmed it. The Holy Spirit upon him and from him affirmed it. And he fulfilled the prophecies of God's word. That affirms it. Now, if all the promises are fulfilled in Jesus, here's a promise. He who believes in me has eternal life. Today, will you turn from your sin and put your trust in Christ alone for eternal life? He will fulfill that promise for you. Not only eternal life with him, but a new life right now for him. That's another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.